The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, 14 degrees. Yes, 14 degrees makes you want to get away from Wisconsin. It has been cold the last couple of days. Last time when we talked to Rose last week, you guys had an event coming up on Tuesday. How'd that go?
It was fun. Thanks to everybody for joining us. We had just a great time, and the two gentlemen from Insight Vacations that joined us, John and Dan, are just great guys, and we've done in-person shows with them before, so we kind of knew what to expect, and we had a really good time. So if you are hearing this and saying, what is she talking about? What do you mean having a good time? Well, we're doing virtual events, vacation travel shows, and you can find out about those by going to our website at foxworldtravel.com. Under the resources tab, there is a drop down for events and webinars. Two are showing right now. One is virtual onstage Alaska. For those of you who are considering Alaska for 2021 or even 22 or into the future, this would be a great opportunity for you to grab a glass of wine at 6 p.m. on the 3rd of February and sit right there in front of your screen and listen to all things virtual onstage Alaska. We're going to be joined by Holland America, Colleen Allsburg, as you've heard me talk about her forever, the queen of all things Alaska, will be joining us. And you could sign up online for that. And then on the 16th of February, we'll be launching the Fox Group Vacations for 2021. Some had to be canceled, some had to be recustomized, and we're going to talk about all things 2021 groups.
Yeah, so when I talk to anybody that's ever been to Alaska, they just say how incredible that trip is. So if you've even had the slightest thought of going to Alaska, get on that virtual
Well, and
event.
Many people know Dayton who have been to the travel shows in the past or heard me on air. 12 years ago, I was forced against my will to go with a WTMJ listener group to Alaska. Luckily, Fox had the good sense to send Colleen Allsburg along with me on that group, and I fell madly in love. And other than this year, because of the pandemic, I have not missed an Alaska trip in the last 12 years.
Wow. So it is that good.
It is. I will go back time and time again because taking people to Alaska is like taking children to Disney World. Watching them get excited about the destination is what makes it all happen for me.
Amazing. All right. So you know the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. You can call. You can text. Rose is here for the next hour to answer your questions about travel, and we always seem to have a lot of them. So get in on that. We will get back. Rose has something to discuss after this break. Something important that you want to listen for coming up on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. I'm Dayton Kane in with Rose this morning. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. If you have a question for Rose, but she may be answering some of your questions right now because last Wednesday, two things happened. Somebody in this room turned 50 and we got a new president.
Yeah. So happy birthday.
Thank you. Yes.
We talked a little bit off air. You had some plans to go to Mexico. Oh, that didn't happen.
Yeah. The family just kind of, once all this COVID stuff started happening, they're like, I don't know. And we never actually officially booked because everybody got scared. So this, now we've got some new directives maybe coming through.
Yeah. So on the 12th of January, so the Tuesday before I came in last week, Saturday, we got big news that U.S. citizens were going to, anybody flying back into the United States was going to have to provide a negative COVID test that was at least 72 hours, not more than 72 hours old, to get allowed to get on a plane to get back into the United States. And there was some confusion about who was going to be monitoring this and who was going to be implementing it and how it was going to work. And let me tell you, all of our superior partners, including Apple Leisure Group, which is the combination of Apple Vacations and Southwest Vacations and Funjet Vacations that all merged some time ago, went into action. And we've got so much more information. What a difference from last week to this week. We can tell you what resorts are doing testing on site. We can tell you, is there a charge? We can tell you which ones are doing it free. We can tell you what it will look like at the resort if you test positive. What all of those kinds of answers. But then, as Dayton said, on the 20th of January, there's a new sheriff in town, and President Biden signed many executive orders in his first 2 days in office. And one of which is the executive order on promoting COVID safety in domestic and international travel. Section 5 of that particular executive order says that if you are traveling internationally, you are required to comply with other applicable CDC guidelines, other meaning other than that negative COVID test, concerning international travel, including recommended periods of self-quarantine or self-isolation after entering the U.S. So here's the question. What are those recommended periods of self-quarantine or self-isolation? And are they enforceable? Are they mandates? Or are they guidelines? We don't know that yet.
Oh, I was going to say, so what's the answer? I thought that was a teaser.
We don't know. So if you go to the CDC website, they're saying their recommendations are to get tested before you travel, which if you're going to Mexico, you don't need to provide a negative test. So you may decide, I'm not doing that.
Okay, because that's a guideline. Right. It's not a mandate.
And then you need to have a negative COVID test, which is a mandate. The airlines are being made to implement the enforcement of that. Yes. And then they're asking you, even though you had a COVID test where you were in destination, and now they're asking or recommending that you get another one upon return in the U.S. and that you stay home for 7 days.
Okay, again, not mandated, though?
No.
That is recommended.
These are recommended. So, and then they're recommending if you don't get a test upon return, then stay home for 10 days.
Just to be safe.
Yep.
Okay.
So I think of this in terms of when I'm traveling to a foreign destination, let's say Africa, and I go to the CDC website and I pull up what are the requirements to enter Africa from the CDC website? It will give me recommended hepatitis A and B. It will give me recommended typhoid. It will give me recommended malaria prophylactic. But none of those are mandatory. Nobody's asking to see a yellow form that shows these things. If you are coming from an infected area, they require a yellow fever vaccination. Well, we're not coming from a yellow fever. So then the question becomes, what am I comfortable with? And don't you think this is sort of like that right now? What right. are you comfortable right. with? So the phones began to ring immediately after this. This happened late in the day. They always do, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, right, right.
On Wednesday. And so Thursday and Friday, we were all scrambling at Fox World Travel to get some direction. Now, our good friends at ASTA, which is the American Society of Travel Agents, which now has become the American Society of Travel Advisors, because okay. that's what we're called, says that the order calls for the Health and Human Services Secretary to consult with appropriate federal agencies and promptly provide a plan for how the government could implement the policy with respect and recommends periods of self-quarantine and self-isolation after a flight, pretty much asking for this information within 14 days.
So we still don't have anything concrete.
We don't. So for those of you who are traveling now, this is a little disconcerting, I'm sure, because you're trying to figure out, what's happening here? What I might also add to this entire situation is, what does your employer say?
Oh,
what does your school say? Well, how do you feel about this? So right now, I sounded very authoritative, but I'm very confused like the rest of you because I don't really know. at this point. So we are getting calls from people that say, I've had it. I can't. COVID testing, and now I'm going to be quarantined upon return. I can't do that, right? So those are the things that are happening right now. So some of the people that have Mexico and Caribbean trips booked are saying, how about Florida? How about Phoenix? You know, those kinds of things. So we've got options for you. But I hate to be the person that says this, but we may have to take a bit of a wait and see stance right now, especially if you're not traveling till March.
Right.
Mid-February or March.
Well, we do have, speaking of Florida, Rachel's on the line from Waukesha. We're going to check in with her next and get her question. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning. I'm Dayton Kane. It is 16 whopping degrees outside. 16 in Wisconsin. So let's talk sunny Florida. Rachel from Waukesha on with us. Good morning, Rachel.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I am planning a scuba trip in the end of March, early April to Florida, and was thinking of John Pennekamp Park.
Okay.
They are not doing scuba tours at this point. Are you familiar with any other outfits that are, or other places in to dive other than at Pennekamp?
Well,
maybe even Key West.
Yeah, so I've seen some private operators that are still moving right along during the pandemic. So I'm not sure. Is it just because that park is closed?
The park is open. They're doing snorkeling tours.
Okay.
But they're just not doing the scuba tours. But can other outfits go into Pennekamp?
That I'm not.
To go dive?
Yeah, that I'm not sure about, because I know that there are boats that are operating in Key West. I know this simply because I had people that were staying. Initially, we're supposed to go to Mexico for Christmas and changed it to Key West. And they did tell me they went diving in Key West over Christmas.
Okay.
So
thank you. And then one other quick question. Do you know what the passport renewal timeline looks like right now?
Yeah, it's 6 to 12 weeks.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And that's easy enough to get online, travel.state.gov, and you can find the passport section on the online.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rachel. Have a good weekend. Okay, we do have a text here. Somebody's wondering about they have a Caribbean trip or they want to book one. What are the policies going on right now as far as if you get COVID there? How does that work? We addressed a little bit of that last week. You want to remind people?
Sure. So what's happening now at many of the resorts, and every day, every hour this past week, another resort, another brand or chain was added to that list, it seemed like, that they're offering an antigen test free of charge at many of these resorts that you will actually schedule. You actually hit the nail on the head last week when you said you schedule your spa services, you schedule your dining, and then, oh, by the way, I need to schedule my COVID test.
Yeah.
And you do that right away when you get there so that you have a cushion that you are safe with. And then you go there, go to the lobby or go to the wherever they direct you, and you have your COVID test. And voila, if it's negative, you're good to go. If it's positive, we have learned that you do have the opportunity to take a second test. There will be a charge for it. And some people are asking, well, what does my insurance cover that? Not all insurances do. But I will tell you this. Antigen tests run between $25 and $35.
Oh.
So it's not the $150 to $250 PCR tests we're talking about. So you could get a second one if you didn't feel comfortable with the outcome of that first test.
Right.
So then what ends up happening is, again, each resort has their own protocols on this, but they have a section of the hotel. Remember, most of the resorts throughout Mexico and the Caribbean are working on limited capacity because of their government's mandates. So in Mexico right now, they're at 60%. So they have the wherewithal to set aside some rooms and say, these are the COVID quarantine rooms.
Right.
This is where you're going to be
staying.
Kind of
like they did at the colleges.
Right.
This is the dorm you're going to now if you have it for a few days, and then you're going to come back to...
You are exactly right. And so they've got ways that they bring you food and all that kind of thing. So for those people who thought, oh yeah, I'll extend my vacation 14 days, you're not hanging out by the pool. Let's be clear about that. But... You know, it's,
they don't have a special section for the COVID
all
people.
All you COVID like, people, get over here to this pool.
You stay on the right side of the blue line. You guys stay over on the
right. So they have this pretty thought through. It's a very good plan, and most of these resorts are pretty clear about how it's going to work. Nothing's happened yet because we haven't reached January 26th. That's when this all goes into effect.
Okay.
We'll know more then.
Great. So we'll have more to talk about next week.
Right.
That's perfect. So it is 9:30 and we have to get to the news with Alex Crow. But when we come back to the Fox World Travel Show, I want to talk about the difference between traveling internationally and here in the U.S. and what some differences might be there with you, Rhodes. Is that cool? That's good.
That's more than cool.
All right. WTMJ Breaking News Center. It's Alex Crow.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I am Dayton Kane. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We do have some text coming in on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620, if you want to reach out to Rose and find out your travel question, get them answered. Rose, let's talk a little bit about traveling internationally versus would it be nationally?
It would be domestically.
Domestically, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, right now, everything is that we're talking about is connected to international travel. So, what I might suggest is if you do have a Caribbean, Mexican type vacation planned for February, March, or even into April or May, you may just want to have a little plan B in the back of your mind. And this is actually what's going on at Fox right now. We're reaching out to people, or in some cases, they've beat us to the punch and reached out to us first. And they're saying, what are my other options? Well, currently, your other options, if you want to avoid COVID negative testing requirements, would be to travel domestically. So that typically means for those of us in the Midwest, Arizona, Texas, Florida.
Right.
So then you take a step back and you look at those and say, where are those states with regard to COVID and how are they handling it and what might happen? And again, insurance is the key to all of this because you can make up your mind at the very last minute. I'm kind of in the same boat. I've got a Cabo trip booked for the 19th of February. We're reconsidering right now. So we're looking at other options.
Okay. Good.
So,
question off the text line here says somebody's planning on going to Colombia as soon as they get their passport. What do I need to know with COVID restrictions? And also, and this is an interesting question, if I'm able to get the vaccine, how does that work? And can I go if I have a vaccine? Are we
right? So going is something you have to look into on another level because that's Colombia's rules. But coming back, a vaccine. Proof of the vaccine currently does not exempt you from a negative COVID test because you can still get COVID after you've had the vaccine.
It's just the chances are less.
Correct.
Likely.
And we don't know how soon it takes effect in the body, right? So there's a little gap there where it didn't kick in, as it were.
Right.
And so you could still have it. So that will change. I'm certain of it down the road that a vaccine will be the ticket, our golden ticket,
right,
to get on that airplane. But right now, a negative COVID test is what's required for anybody coming from anywhere back into the U.S. No matter your citizenship, no matter any of those things, you have to have a negative COVID test or proof that you have had a positive test and been cleared by a doctor within the last 90 days.
So that meaning you've gotten COVID.
Correct.
And then now you're clear of it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. That will work as well. Okay. That's a form that we could provide for you if you need to provide that to your healthcare provider.
We just talked about this off the air. Wondering about Super Bowl packages. It just came through on the text line.
They're out there. We got word this morning that there are going to be fans in the stands at the Super Bowl. Very, very limited amount of stands in the fans. Now think about this. Super Bowl packages are unbelievably expensive in non-pandemic times. Can you imagine what that little handful of tickets are going to do to the price of those Super Bowl packages?
Right.
Yeah. So they'll be out there, but I can only imagine how expensive they're going to be.
We're going to get to Lee from Dousman. He's on the line here. But really quickly, in response on our text line here, thanks to Neil at Menominee Falls, in response to a prior caller asking about the Florida scuba, I was in Key West last week and the dive boats were going out on a regular basis.
Yep.
So there are still dive crews out there. So Key
I think
West
Rachel just had a specific dive in mind,
right,
and I don't know that that can happen. But great to hear, Neil. Thank you so much.
Okay. Let's see. Lee from Dousman, we're going to take you and then we'll have to take a break. Lee, how are you this morning?
I'm doing real well, enjoying the sunshine. Quick question. I have been watching flights, direct flights, Milwaukee to Cancun, and they are unobtainium. Rose, I'm just wondering, have you or anyone at your business, have you heard any rumblings when those direct flights Milwaukee to Cancun will resume?
Okay, so are you? Have you looked at the charter options? Like with Apple Vacations?
I did, but that was quite a while ago.
Yeah, they go twice.
Not recently, no.
Yeah, they go at least twice a week.
Charters.
Yep.
So Funjet, did you say?
Yep, Funjet Vacations, Apple Vacations are all under one roof right now. And they go twice a week. I'm very, very certain they go once a week, but they might even go twice a week. So it's Swift. Yep, it's Swift Air. And you can buy air only on them.
Huh, that's what I'd be looking for.
There you go.
Yeah.
And remember,
okay,
if you get in a jam, you can always call Fox at 866-GO-FOX-GO. We open at 11.
Super. Thanks so
Thanks.
Much. I appreciate
awesome.
It.
Thanks for calling, Lee. Have a great weekend. All right, we will take a break. We'll be right back. John on the line has a call coming in from Milwaukee, and the text line continues to light up. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Hi, I'm Dayton Kane in with Rose Gray today. Don't forget, Packers coverage starts tomorrow at 11 on WTMJ. Kickoff at 2:05 should be an interesting game. The NFC Championship going on. We do have John on the line from Milwaukee. Good morning, John. What's your question?
Good morning.
Hi, John.
Hawaii. Good morning. Thank you. Hawaii, first week in June. Does Southwest fly there, or what is it? Is there a direct flight from Milwaukee?
There are no direct flights from Milwaukee. Southwest had started service to Hawaii prior to pandemic. They've cut back on some of their flights. The challenge with Southwest is that they fly from less big airports. How can I say it? Smaller airports in California. So like Long Beach or Santa Ana or something like that. So you can't go out of LAX and you can't go out of SFO like you would with others. If you're looking for the quickest way, the fastest way to fly from Milwaukee to Honolulu is Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Honolulu. That's about 10 and a half hours. If you are looking for a nonstop, you can do Chicago to Honolulu. If you're looking for another island, Maui and Honolulu, both are offered on American Airlines via Phoenix. Now that adds a little time because you're going Southwest, but those are some options. But yeah, the Southwest option isn't real great for those of us in Milwaukee right now.
All right, appreciate the call. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend. Okay, so we do have something coming in from Steve in Cudahy. He says he's heading to Vegas in May. wants to know if there's any restrictions and do you think more venues will be opening?
Yeah, there. For me to tell you what the restrictions are now for that time frame wouldn't make any sense because they're still doing plexiglass. They're still doing spacing between the gamers at the tables. They're still mask mandating at the pool. And from those of us, for those people that I've talked to that have gone, they're not kidding around in Las Vegas. This is not... well, we might suggest you wear a mask. They are going to go around and they will remind you, put your mask on. Am guessing if you don't comply, you will be asked to leave the pool area. And that's, to me, that's the toughest place to keep your mask on, I would think, because that just doesn't seem right.
We're going to have sunburn mask lines is what we're going to have.
Exactly. So, yes, and we're hearing that many of the shows are anticipating opening up. Some are saying April, some are saying May, many are saying June. So we're going to see a resurgence of those shows opening back up and those kinds of things. So I do think if all goes well and we get this a little bit more under control, we're going to see things getting a little bit back to normal.
But, all right. Yeah. Bevan Racine says she signed up for global entry in July. My request has not been processed yet. Is there a way to expedite the approval process?
I would say you probably need to follow up with your first request. Somebody had asked about that some weeks ago, and I gave them the address, and I would follow up. It has to have gotten lost in the shuffle at this point in time, I would think.
Okay. What are the COVID rules for flying into San Francisco and back, going through O'Hare?
Yeah, nothing really at this point in time. I am sad to say that the few times I flew during the pandemic, which was September and November, I was shocked at the fact that they were really not doing a good job of social distancing or mask mandating. Now, everybody did have masks on where I was concerned, but I just didn't feel like it was enforced very strongly. I will tell you this, on our flight home from the Dominican Republic, for whatever reason, my son-in-law had a mask that just, he really needed the kind with the ear straps, but he's got one of those gator kind, if you get what I'm saying, and it didn't seem to stay up over his nose real well. And he got scolded about three times on the flight. So I enjoyed that, to tell the truth. But anyway, yeah, there's dots on the floor and things like that. Some time ago, it was in September, I took a tour with our good friends at Delta at the Milwaukee airport. And I reported that I was very pleased with the way they were handling things at the Milwaukee airport. They not only have things on the floor, because who's looking down on the floor when you're at an airport in line? You're right. So they, on the rope, they've got some sort of a concoction made up, so it's there in your face. It's a sign that's in your face as well. It's not just on the floor. So, and I don't want to be that Karen that tells people to back up. So,
Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We have just a few minutes left, so get your questions in for Rose. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ. Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I am Dayton Kane. Thanks for being here with us this morning. 21 degrees, and we have a Packers game tomorrow. Rose, you predicted last week. What have we got this week?
I feel good about it. I'm going to go with 35-27.
Ooh, that was very similar to our guest on the Fix It shows as well. Oh. So Eric said 34.
Oh, and Eric is a sports guy, so there you go. So. Well, and yeah, so I'm feeling good about it, but I am less confident than I was. I found out, I just saw something coming in that Antonio Brown's not playing, so that's a plus.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so we have a call here asking if we can fly into Alaska and do land tours.
Absolutely. Very common. Many people think of Alaska and think of Inside Passage cruising because that's very common. Right. But absolutely, there are a number of different companies that we work with that do land-only tours. And anybody at Fox, again, great ways to get a hold of us. 866-GO-FOX-GO, phones open at 11, or FoxWorldTravel.com, very prominently across the top, you will see Contact Us. And you just fill out the form for the vacation division. You will see we also have business travel. We have meetings and incentives. We have destinations. We have school groups. We have general inquiries. We have lots of options. But vacation travel, send it off. We have people that sort through those and get those to the appropriate people that can answer your questions. And so we've got a lot of Alaska experts on staff because we do so much Alaska. So somebody would be more than happy to walk you through that.
In today's setting, in today's world, I cannot imagine not going through a travel agent to do my traveling. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, you have to go to Fox World Travel to get your vacation.
Okay, this is why I love technology. I just get a text from somebody, hey, we just changed our phone hours today. They open at 10.
Oh,
so
even
yeah,
sooner.
So 10, right after I get off the air. Hooray. So yeah, you know what? One of the trends that are predicted is that travel agents are going to be your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Because people thought they were DIYers, right? They thought they could do it on their own. And weeding through those refunds and trying to argue with airlines and staying on hold for hours on end, not a good option, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I can't imagine. I cannot imagine. Okay, one more. We got a few minutes left. Post-pandemic, what city in Eastern Europe do you recommend the most?
I love Croatia. I love Prague. I love Budapest. Would that work?
There you go.
The first time I went to Budapest, I thought nothing could possibly compare until I went to Prague. So the best thing to do is get on a river cruise that starts in Budapest and ends in Prague.
Oh, there you go. Get them both.
Exactly.
I like that advice. Perfect. Okay, Rose, we have 3 minutes left. What did we miss this week?
All right. So we want to tell everybody about the events that are coming up. You can sign up online, virtual Onstage Alaska. You're going to love this. Again, what's so cool about this? We love seeing you in person. Don't get me wrong. When this is over, I can't wait to do in-person shows again. But you pour yourself a glass of wine and you sit in your chair and you turn on your laptop or your device or your iPad or your phone or whatever it is, and you watch a show. You watch a show about Alaska for an hour from 6 to 7. There's nothing good on TV then anyway, right? So right. Watch that and then you can move on about your business. So you sign up online for that, or you can go to another show that we've got coming up, which is the 16th, where we're going to talk about our 2021 groups that are happening. So February 3rd, Alaska, February 16th. And for those of you who still have questions that I did not answer very well about the whole, do I have to quarantine? Stay tuned. More to come. Thank you very much. We know we're going to get some answers in the upcoming days, and we will let you know when we know. But in the meantime, your travel advisor is your best friend. Contact them. Let them know your concerns and maybe come up with plan B.
So you mentioned January 26th as a date. That's only 3 days away.
Right. That's
so
when that's happening.
So that's when the next announcement's going to come out that will clarify some of what
well,
we're
no,
seeing.
That's not when the announcement's coming out, though, because President Biden gave them 14 days to come up with their quarantine situation.
Right.
26th is when the negative COVID tests are going to go into effect. That
Got
you must have the negative COVID test. So we will have stories. People will have that are traveling right now will call us, maybe on the show, but certainly at Fox World Travel, and tell us what that experience was like. That's
Perfect.
What I'm looking forward to.
Well, that is the Fox World Travel Show. Rose, good hanging out with you
hey,
today.
You too.
We will see you next week with more exciting news in the travel world. Alex Crowe coming in next on the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Have a great day.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.